first game tonight belonged to Storm Lake St. Mary's, 34-33 winners over GTRA. Eakin one out, Jesse Bibler. Would that be a proper way to put it? Well, a win's a win.
Yeah, that would be the very appropriate. It was very a squeaked out win and a good one, but not one that should have definitely been that close.
Mm-hmm. Well, offense was a struggle for both teams here tonight. I thought GTRA was doing some good things defensively, getting up in your faces pretty good. Was that a factor as much as anything, do you feel, as well as the shots just not falling for you when you had some chances?
Yeah, I do feel like that was a reason, but I also feel we're in this little tiny gym here that they, you know, that works to their advantage. They, you know, they played here, they understand how small the court is, and I think that was something that factored against us right away, is we had to adjust to how small the court was and be able to stay spaced, and that was where we, you know, we fell short and weren't able really to get anything going.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they were defensively, they stepped it up and they, you know, they were in our face. But, you know, when the court's smaller, it's easier to have that ability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you play in a small gym yourselves, but this is taking it to another level,
yeah.
That's for sure. So you led early on. GTRA came back and took a four-point lead late in the first half, but McKenzie giving you a boost just before halftime with that buzzer beater. And then you came up and picked up where that left off as you wound up scoring the first 6 points of the third quarter to really put you back in command there.
Yeah, I told him going into halftime, we know that we're an athletic team, and we should have been going into halftime either ahead or, you know, tied with them. And so I told him coming out of third quarter, we got to go right away. We can't come out flat, or else it's going to be, you know, a nail biter, which it was anyway. But we did a good job of coming out of halftime in that third quarter, starting off, you know, with a run, and that's what we needed to get the momentum going for the rest of the game.
Scored the first 7 of the third quarter, I stand corrected. So you led by 5 at the end of 3. Lizzie hit a big 3 for you, made it 32-26. Thought that just might put you over the top, but GTRA had other ideas, tying it at 33 in the final minute. Olivia Shaler, free throws have been a struggle for, but came through, hit 1 of 2 in that final minute, and that proved to be all you needed.
Yeah, it was, you know, we've talked free throws are easy points, and that's something that we continually practice, but yeah, again tonight I think we were 9 of 20 or something, and we got to get better on
that's
that.
What that's, I had,
you know,
yeah.
Those are easy points that we are just giving away. So
your defense with your pressure, did you do that as much the first time you met this team? Really paid off big for you quite a bit.
Yeah, we changed a couple things up. You know, we knew they had a couple scorers, and we wanted to eliminate them. But, you know, our first time we played, we also had Katie, so that was a different, we knew it would be a little bit different look. But, yeah, we definitely put a little more pressure on their 2 scorers, which made it a little more difficult for them.
So final 20 seconds, leading by 1. They call timeout. What was discussed on your end as you were getting ready to come back out on the floor?
Yeah, just to keep their composure. Sometimes in those last few minutes or few seconds or so, you start to panic, and just to let them know that, yes, you know, we're okay. We don't, you know, no fouls, just to play good, solid defense.
Now the kick ball, they had to inbound, and we caught kind of a break. They had a great look on that left side for a layup, but fortunately didn't convert, and then a held ball with 3 seconds, and all he really had to do was get it in. Even if they fouled, their chances were going to be bleak, and they did not even end up fouling, so 34-33 the final score. And picking up your 5th win of the season now, bettering last year's, so something you can strap under your belts. And you were looking to double the win total, you said, from last year coming in, and with some of the games you have remaining, that is a attainable goal.
Yeah, we definitely have some very tough games coming up here at the end of the week, but we also have some, you know, the last 4 or so of our season, we have winnable games. So, I mean, still shooting to maybe double our, you know, our win total from last year, which is a very, you know, a high possibility.
Yeah, you can get close anyway. And we got to mention Ryan Berg as he added to his long list of technical fouls picked up, which we can laugh about now as he came out on top. Coach Berg getting a little chippy with the officials, I guess. I don't know what that was all about, really. Maybe you can elaborate, but I saw that you had a tough time holding back a smile.
Yeah, well, I do have to speak up in his defense. It wasn't. We had a rough crew here tonight. But,
yeah.
You know, know, he wasn't doing any more talking than he normally does. But
all right,
I'll defend him on that one. But we weren't quite sure where it kind of came from. But
okay, well, they were just calling it close.
Yep.
On the court, maybe, and words on the bench. So that's how it is sometimes. I bet that's Coach Berg's first one of those this year, or maybe since he's even gotten back into the coaching. He's probably mellowed out quite a bit.
Oh, for sure.
So South Central Calhoun make up games on Thursday, and then in Lorenz taking on Pac-LM. So challenging end of the week for you, which will hopefully just make you better down the stretch. Of South Central Calhoun, a little better than maybe I thought they would be from a season ago, losing all that senior star power, but some other players and the newcomers they've had step in have picked up the slack pretty well.
Yeah, both very well coached teams, but I've told them today after the game even and coming tomorrow, it's not one we can just show up and expect that we're going to lose. But like you said, for us to get better on the things that, you know, that they're going to, the pressure they're going to give us, and just to use them to get better.
St. Mary's coach Jesse Bibler. Her Panther girls win 34-33. We'll let you go with that, Bibbs. Thanks, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.